There's a Maisa said over about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He once met the Rebbe somewhere, and he asked him the following kasha. There's a Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Tetzaveh that says that Reb Chanina Skana Kahanim was made, that he was Mishamish in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Maisa Nisim used to happen. They used to light the menorah on Rosh Hashanah, and then it would stay lit the whole year. They wouldn't light it again until the next year. So just one hadlaka for the whole year. So in fact, Reb Chaim, he says, how can they do that? And the Maisa, there's a mitzvah to be madlik and mate of the menorah every day. Every day you have to be madlik the menorah. So how would they mekayim that mitzvah of hadlakas and menorah b'chol yom if it lit for a year straight? So the Rebbe told him, he answered his kasha al pi the Gemara over here in Be'er Dafcha Be'ez Amaral, for the Gemara says that Hanoisin Shaman Baner Chai Mishum Maver, Vahamistabik Mimenu Chai Mishum Mechaber. The Gemara says that if you have a ner which is dalek, it's lit and full of oil, and if you add oil, you're Chai Mishum Maver, you're considered a Maver, and if you take away the oil, you're Chai Mishum Mechaber. So he says, you see that by adding oil, it's considered a hadlaka. So it could be, even though it was lit al pi nes for the whole year, but they add a little bit of oil every night, and that was considered a Maisa hadlaka, and that's how they were Yotze, their Chiyav Hadlaka. That was the Rebbe's teretz, which supposedly Reb Chaim was masking to. Now, L'chara, the Tzushtal is perhaps not so pashut, because the Gemara here is talking about Lagabe, the Malacha of Mavir on Shabbos. Maybe Lagabe being over on Mavir, to add oil to a Eish which is lit, that's considered Havara, because you're causing the Shaman to be Nivar. So Reb Chaim Mishum Mavir, but to say that that's considered a Maisa Hadlaka, Lagabe Amanara, they have to do a Maisa Hadlaka to be Madlik a new Eish, maybe that's not considered a Maisa Hadlaka. So perhaps you can't bring a Raya from the Getter of Havara, Melechah Shabbos, to the Mitzvah Hadlaka of the Menorah. And I found that the Ritzi Pesach asked this kasha b'shem his nephew in the Mikra Kodesh on Chanukah in Simen Ches. And he says such a chilek, maybe it's considered a Havar Lagabe Shabbos, where it's totally on the destroying the oil, but Lagabe Hadlakas in there, Chanukah, maybe it's, or Lagabe Hadlakas in the Nair, it's not considered a new Maisa Hadlaka. He wants to be Mechalik like that. And then he ends up saying that perhaps it would be telling on a Machlekas Rashi, Rush, and Taisis over here in our Sugya. It's a very sadistic Machlekas over here, how to understand the din of Hamistapik Menu Chai Mishu Mechaba. Why are you Chai Mishu Mechaba? Taisis says that don't learn that the Pshat is that it's a gram kibui, because by taking away the oil, I'm going to cause it to go out earlier, so I'm being garma kibui, because it says that wouldn't be a problem, the fact that you're being garma kibui later on. But the pshat is right now, when you're taking away the oil, you're actually weakening the esh, and that's a maisa kibui happening right now when you remove the oil. The rush over here is chelikantizes, and the rush says, no, it's not because you're weakening the oil right now. He brings rise even when you're not weakening the esh. I'm sorry, even if you're not weakening the esh right now, it's still going to be aser. But this is for being garam the kibui later on, for causing it to burn for less, and he says, who would then buy nice and shaman? When you add the shaman, it's not usher, because right now I'm making a bigger eish, I'm being magdal the eish, but because I'm causing it to burn for longer, and that's considered, that's why you chayiv by adding the oil. So Levi the Rush, the chiyav of nice and shaman is chayiv because, not because right now I'm making a new eish, but I'm causing it to burn longer later on. And Ritzi Pesach over there understands that Taisus is chaylik, and that Taisus understands the Nais and Shaman is not chayav mishum because I'm causing it to burn longer later on, but because right now I'm being magdol the flame, I'm making more of an esh at this point. So he wants to say that perhaps it would be talin that machlekes yishanim. If lefi the Rosh, and I'm not causing it to burn more now, it's just happening later on, maybe that's not considered a maisa hadlaka now in the menorah. But lefi the Taisus Savana, that right now I'm being magdol esh, right now there's a, the Eish is becoming bigger because of the Maisa of Shaman, perhaps that would be considered a Maisa Hadlaka Ligabi the Menorah. So it's possible that this Tetz of the Ger Rebbe to the Kasha Reb Chaim might be Tali on the Machlekes Rush and Taisus over here, and that's why it's Pesach brings down Mishem his nephew and Mikra Kedesh Simen Ches.